CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Much of Florida is under a state of emergency tonight as Tropical Storm Debbie bears down, carrying heavy flood-producing rain. CBS's Miguel Octavio is in Tampa checking storm preparation.
We have probably given out around 25,000 sandbags so far.
The mayor is asking people to take the storm very seriously.
Those of us who've been through many of these hurricane seasons are prepared. We know that we have a lot of new residents.
Both the mayor and the fire chief stressed concerns over storm surge and flooding, something we saw quite a bit of last year during Hurricane Idalia.
Debbie is expected to hit hurricane status before slamming into Florida's northern Gulf Coast shoreline, according to the National Hurricane Center, which says it may be life-threatening. Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is gearing up for a big campaign push, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand.
2 weeks after stepping into the race, Kamala Harris is preparing for a battleground blitz with her VP pick. It begins Tuesday in Philadelphia. The tour will take the newly minted ticket cross-country through the states that will decide the election. Sources tell CBS News the vice president is meeting with top running mate contenders this weekend as cameras scrutinize all traffic in and out of her official residence. A list that includes Arizona Senator Mark Kelly and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
Former President Donald Trump is campaigning in key swing state Georgia with a rally in Atlanta and attacking the Republican governor there. Trump posting on social media that Governor Brian Kemp should focus on fighting crime, not, quote, fighting unity and the Republican Party. Tensions continue to ratchet up in the Middle East with Hezbollah and Israel launching missiles. Norman Rule is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Hezbollah's got to consider what can it actually plan and get away with under Israel's watchful eye. In the near term, I think you're going to see more attacks. I believe there were 50 rocket attacks against Israel. But Lebanon has got to figure out some way of managing this so that Hezbollah can deter more Israeli attacks.
An American swimming star, Katie Ledecky, has picked up another big medal.
Katie Ledecky took gold in the 800-meter freestyle, the fourth time she has won the Olympic event. This is her ninth Olympic gold medal, the most won by an American woman in Olympic history. It's also her 14th overall medal. The 800 free was her final event here at the Summer Games, where she established herself as the most decorated female swimmer in history. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
The only athlete to win more golds has been American swimmer Michael Phelps with 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-820-8744. 800-820-8744. 800-820-8744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A Frontier Airlines pilot was arrested Thursday in Houston just before a scheduled flight departure. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
Cell phone video taken from inside the airport terminal shows the man who appeared to be handcuffed being led off the jet bridge by police. Houston police identified the pilot as 45-year-old Seymour Walker, telling CBS News he was wanted on an arrest family violence warrant filed by Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Police. Officers waited until all the passengers had deplaned before going on board and taking him into custody. Frontier says the incident was not related to the airline or the pilot's performance of his job duties. The FAA is investigating the matter as well.
Gen Z and their adjacent age cohort millennials have healthier sleep habits compared to their older counterparts. A YouGov survey says Gen Z gets the most Z's, with 85% sleeping 6 or more hours per night. Gen X gets the least, 18% getting 5 hours or less. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the upper 60s. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow, warm and muggy, highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday night and Monday, not as warm and muggy, highs in the upper 70s. It's 71 right now.
When you need
a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Sunshine, taking the line, taking the line. Behind.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
My eyes tell me what
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Everyone knows.
way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be good.
Peggy, my Peggy.
yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I need you. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
just a little bit longer.
Looks fine, yeah. What a day. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by